We are doing the Navi Chizkel, and we had learned this great introduction about what's going on in heaven. The Navi described the angels, the Ofanim, these wheels, the Chayot, these angels called wild animals, the spirits. So we have this whole heavenly chariot, and then on top of it, he sees a vision of a great light. He sees the Ribon Shel Olam, whatever that means, and then he hears a voice. Vayomer Elai, and Hashem said to me, Ben Adam Amod al Raglecha, Son of Man. So there's angels all around there. He's up there in heaven.
He's about to dry bones.
He's up there in heaven, and Hashem calls him Son of Man, as though you're the only mere mortal here. You're the only one here who's human. And another pshat is that Ezekiel was taken to such heights, so in order to help him maintain his humility, Hashem reminds him, you are Ben Adam.
It's interesting, because Adam is not Ben Adam. We're literally Ben Adam, but Adam is not Ben Adam.
Right? So even though you're up among angels, don't think you're one of them.
Ben Abraham.
Okay, so he says, Yechezkel fell on his face, and Hashem tells him, stand up, badaber otach, and I will speak with you. That's also interesting. Speak with you. I don't know if we encounter this anywhere else in Tanakh, that Hashem tells the prophet, I will speak with you. Not I will speak to you, but with you. You have Ruach Hashem Diber Bi, Hashem's Spirit spoke within me. Milato Aleshoni, but here Hashem says, I will speak with you. Vatavo Vi Ruach Kaasher Diber Eilai. And just as Hashem spoke, a spirit entered Yechezkel. Vatavo Vi Ruach. And the spirit, the arousal came in with him, it strengthened him. Kaasher diber elai, at the time Hashem spoke to me, vatamideni al raglai, and it strengthened me, stood me on my two feet. Vaishma et medaber elai, and I heard he who was talking to me. That's an honorable way of saying I heard Hashem, but he didn't want to say it. He said, I heard he who spoke to me. Now, because when we respect someone, so we use terminology that's more hidden. When you speak in third person, say, would so-and-so like? Meaning, if I would say, he spoke to me, you spoke to me, so that shows we're comfortable with one another. We're like two friends. When he says, when I heard, mi daber elai, I heard the voice that was speaking to me, so then I'm speaking about it in a more respectful, distant way. Vayomer Elai. So now Hashem said to him, Ben Adam, Sholeach ani otecha el bnei Yisrael. Son of man, I am sending you to the Jewish people, El goyim hamoredim, to the two tribes that are called two nations that are rebelling. Asher maredubi, that have rebelled against me. So those are the two tribes that are left in Israel, Yehuda and Binyamin. Hey ma, vavotam pasheuvi, they and their fathers have rebelled against me. Adetzim ayom hazeh, they've been rebelling till the middle of the day, till today. Nehabanim, and even though the fathers began with the rebellion, but the sons are even worse. Kishefanim v'chizkelev, they have a brazen face. Their heart is hardened. Their fathers weren't so bad. Ani sholechotecha aleihem, and so I'm sending you upon them. V'amarta aleihem, and what you'll tell them is, Ko amar Adonai Elohim, Don't tell them anything in your name. They're not going to listen to you. Whenever you speak to them, you always have to begin with, so said Hashem. Because if they think for a second you're the one talking, forget it.
They're
for sure not going
to
listen. Veheima im yishmeu veim yechdalu. And tell them in my name, whether they listen or whether they don't listen. Whether they stop listening to you, im yishmeu, if they agree to listen, veim yechdalu, and if they cease to listen, chadal means to stop. Whether they agree to listen, whether they stop to listen, ki beit miri heima, they are a quarrelsome people. I want them to know that I'm forewarning them of the destruction that's coming. And even though they won't listen, even when you tell them I'm the one who sent you, but at least ultimately they'll know that I forewarned them and there was a true prophet amongst them. Now what's the benefit of that? Because when the hardships come upon them, so then it's very difficult to look at it and say, yeah, Hashem did this to me. But if the prophet kept saying, Hashem's going to do it to you, so then in hindsight, you know you have no one to blame but yourself. That's a very powerful tool. Sometimes in life, I spoke to a therapist once. He told me a very powerful line. We were discussing someone who was in a terrible situation, and everything logical said he should pull out of the situation. And the person was saying, no, I'm continuing. And it seemed very clear that they would pay a hefty price for continuing in that situation. But the therapist said to me, therapy's goal is to bring a person to free will, to understand the choices and make them. And if he's making the choices, even though he's making choices that he will spend his whole life regretting, at least he will know he made the choices. Our goal in therapy is not to make the choice for him. But if I can bring him to the point where he understands the choice and makes it, that's it. He'll always be able to look back and know, I made that choice. I hope he'll be able to live with himself for making that choice. That's so, the difficulty.
Someone else didn't make the choice and it's a bad choice. At least I made it myself. Something like that.
It's a very tough line. Sometimes we wish someone else would correct us.
Right.
Would force our hand to make the right choice.
Right.
But life is making choices.
Right.
V'ata v'nadam al tira mehem. Hashem tells him, and don't be scared of them. You, ben Adam, do not be scared of them. U'midivrehem al tira. And don't be scared of what they say, because they will threaten to harm you. Ki saravaim v'salonim otach. Hashem says to Yechezkel, I know that the people with you are going to be refuseniks. I know that their harsh response is going to be hurtful to you, as though they were pricking you with thorns. Silon, salon, is really a type of thorn. The word we use in modern Hebrew, salon, is from French, I think. But in ancient Hebrew, the word salon is a thorn bush. Ve'el akrabim ata yoshev. And you are with people that are as painful as akrabim. So akrav in modern Hebrew is a scorpion. And akrav is also a type of thorn. It's a type of cactus. So Hashem says, you are dwelling amongst people who are prickly and hurtful. Don't be scared, don't be broken from their words. Ki beit miri heima. Because they are rebellious, but they will not hurt you. Their words will be hurtful, but their actions will not. They will not succeed in touching you. So don't be scared. As hurtful as their words are, v'divarta et divarai aleihem, im yishmeu ve'im yechdalu, and even though they keep rebelling, but you keep telling them what I send you to tell, whether they listen or they don't, ki meri heima, because they are rebellious. Notice this pasuk is almost identical to pasuk hey. V'ata ben adam shema, and you, son of man, listen. Et asher ani medaber eilecha, listen to what I tell you. Al tihi meri kevet ameri, don't you be rebellious. You're going to be tempted, Hashem's indicating to him. You're going to be tempted to back out of your responsibility. It will not be fun to be a prophet to these people. And so don't be tempted. Don't become like them. Pitzei ficha. Open that mouth of yours. Ve'echol et asher ani noten eilecha. And consume that which I'm about to give you. What's Hashem about to give him? So I perceived and I saw a hand extended to me. Hashem told him, eat what I'm about to give you. So what's he supposed to eat? He sees a hand extended to him. And in the hand was a parchment, a scroll. Vayifos ota lefanai, vehi chetuva panim ve'achor. So Hashem tells him, open your mouth and consume what I've given you. So he's supposed to eat that scroll. It's metaphoric. It doesn't mean eat the scroll. It means ingest the scroll. Take the scroll and internalize it. And so it was spread that he saw a hand appear and extend a scroll before him. And then the hand spread out the scroll before him. And he saw that the scroll was written on both sides. It was written in the front and the back. And written on it was Kinim Vahege Vahi. Written on it was Kinim. Kinim is a lamentation. Vahege, which is a weeping. Vahi is a type of eulogy and cry. So this Megillah is describing how the righteous will suffer in this world, and ultimately, things will be better, and the wicked will suffer in the world to come. So the Megillah has a description that's not too pleasant. Hashem says, take it in. You're going to have a mission with this message. Okay, we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.